We're getting close to the big day, Halloween, of course. And we are very pleased to have Dr. Susan Shumsky join us. She is a Ghostbuster and a perfect guest for this time of year, who could tell you everything you want to know about ghosts, but were too terrified to ask. Dr. Shumsky has 14 books in print and is published by Simon & Schuster. And we are very pleased to have her join us today. How are you, Dr. Shumsky? And welcome to the Mike Schickman Show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you today, and I'm doing great.
This is your time of year, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is when the ghosts come out.
Think about it, though. When you were a kid, and I was a kid, Halloween was a different holiday than it is today. People are more aware, and it's also got very commercialized and very adult-leaning.
Well, that's very true. And also, there's a lot more scariness to Halloween simply because we're concerned about kids being kidnapped and so on. So it's become actually a seriously scary holiday.
No doubt about that. And when it comes to people are a little bit more open to the paranormal today than they were even 10, 20 years ago.
That's true. They take it seriously. It's not just a fantasy. It's not just cast for the ghost. It's real. People actually do realize that when a person dies, that they can become a ghost, that can become what we call an earthbound spirit. And people didn't really believe in that decades ago. It's kind of, people are more open to this idea of life after death, of near-death experiences and so on.
There may have been more beat-up houses back then that people thought were haunted, but we seem to have a lot more serious reports of hauntings now than we did even 5-10 years ago.
I think that's because there's a lot of investigations that are being done on haunted houses, and they really are haunted. There are people who pass over, and some of them do not go into the light that we hear about when we have heard about the near-death experience, where people see a light, they go into the light, they have an experience of meeting perhaps their loved ones, perhaps a divine being. But there are some people, for one reason or another, they do not go into that light, and they may get stuck haunting one of their old houses, or perhaps a theater, or perhaps a bar, a place that they frequented during their lifetime, and they may haunt that, and that can happen for hundreds of years.
This has been going on for thousands of years. Ghosts were not unknown to the ancients.
Absolutely. In fact, probably better known to the ancients than they are to modern society, because today we kind of hide the whole idea of death. Whereas in ancient societies, people celebrated death in a way. In other words, there was much more a ceremony to death, and death was commonplace also. It wasn't just hidden away in some mortuary or hospital, but people actually literally died before in front of other people, and it wasn't just hidden away.
You know, it's funny. It's been, 40 years since The Exorcist came out? And I think that did a lot to open up people's minds.
Yes, that's very true. And more movies like such as The Sixth Sense, The Others, and many other films have really brought the truth about what happens after death to light.
Now, how did you get interested in all this?
Simply because I wanted to be clear with my intuition. I teach intuition. I help people to listen to their inner voice and to receive inner guidance. And I wanted that to be clear. And for it to be clear, the person who is receiving the messages has to have a clear energy field and free from earthbound spirits, free from energies and entities that might be influencing that person.
Do we have any idea why people choose to become ghosts? Or
yes,
do they choose?
As a matter of fact, it is a choice. Mm-hmm. And there are basically 15 reasons why a soul would become earthbound. Earthbound spirit is one who does not go into that divine light after death. Instead, they get stuck or stranded in what we call the astral world, which some people call limbo. Some people call it the astral plane. Some people think it's a horrible place that souls are stuck in. But in fact, it's just a place where souls go when they do not go into the light. And some of the reasons why a soul might become earthbound, number one, they might be unaware of their own death. And this was depicted very well in the film The Sixth Sense, mm-hmm. where Bruce Willis played a character who didn't even realize he was dead. And why? How can that happen? I mean, how can a person not know they're dead? Simply because really nothing happens when a person dies. The person is still aware, they're still conscious, they still have their senses, because the senses are not in their physical body, they're in their subtle body. So the person is continuing to live without realizing that they're dead.
It seems to be difficult to believe that, but it is understandable. Where are your books available?
My books are available anywhere. You can get them at a bookstore, Amazon, Target.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon. All the different booksellers have my books. I have 17 books in English, 34 in foreign languages, and I've won 31 book awards.
Dr. Susan Chomsky, a real joy. Happy Halloween to you. And thanks for being
Halloween
with us.